Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Hello. Great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a little bit of a technical challenge there getting on the air, but there is so much to talk about. Americans believe there is a new number one issue in the election. Is this good news or is it bad news for Republicans? Is it good news or bad news for President Trump? They now rate the threat to democracy as the number one issue in the country. This according to an NBC poll that was released this weekend. And the NBC News poll conducted earlier this month, released Sunday, found 57% of respondents also believe that investigations into political wrongdoing and potential wrongdoing by President Trump should carry on, should continue. That is a big gain, by the way, concerned to a comparison of when before the January 6th Special Committee, Select Committee investigations began. There's also threats to democracy rose to the number one issue facing Americans, topping cost of living in a similar poll in May. Cost of living was a number one concern, while threats to democracy didn't make the list. Why are threats to democracy being perceived as so much greater at the moment? And what does it mean about the way that people are likely to vote? There is a new speculation also that the assumption had been that because of the Mar-a-Lago search and because of President Trump's indignation and the tremendous anger of many, many prominent Republicans about the search of President Trump's, a former president's, private residence, that he would be a sure winner and a sure candidate for becoming the next president of the United States. Now, Maggie Haberman, who knows Trump well because she's covered him for 4 years for the New York Times, not in a particularly friendly way, but she was on a panel and she had something to say about the fact that it's not a foregone conclusion right now that Trump should actually and would actually run for another term. We will talk about that. We will talk about Portland, Oregon, where the murder rate has quadrupled at what used to be ranked as one of America's safest cities. Why? And speaking of safe cities, in Berkeley, California, University of California at Berkeley, there is now a great deal of controversy about a theme house. It's theme housing. It's off campus. It's private, but it's for colored people only. They say people of color. I know that colored people is a very politically incorrect and improper term, whereas people of color means what? And is it racist to simply say that white people can not only not live there and to be part of this housing, but can't even come for a visit unless they are specifically authorized by the people of color who live in that housing? We will talk about that and the idea of fire whitey first policies for Minnesota teachers. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The chief of staff for President Trump, who was also director of the budget for President Trump, former member of the House of Representatives of the United States, and a representative for South Carolina, Mick Mulvaney. He actually appeared on CNN, and does not necessarily want to see his former boss running for president in 2024. And I think what he is saying is a factor in what Maggie Haberman is saying and other people are saying about the changing dynamics of the presidential race. Here is Mick Mulvaney on CNN, clip 8.
The president's policies spoke to me as a conservative and Republican. I was very pleased with the policies that we put in place in the administration. I think we're at the point now where Donald Trump may be the only Republican, if the election were held today, who might lose to Joe Biden. The environment is very favorable to Republicans, and there's any number of them who could beat Joe Biden, in my opinion, fairly easily. Donald Trump would have a difficult time doing that and could, in theory, lose to Joe Biden. So as a Republican, I'm thinking to myself, if I can get the policies that Trump represents without having the baggage that Trump represents, why wouldn't we do that as a party? And I think there's a growing number of Republicans who see things that way.
Heard, I think, from Mick Mulvaney without the connection here. The more information from this poll from NBC that suggests threats to democracy rose to the number one issue facing America. Could part of the reason be that? For that new increase in people who are worried about threats to democracy, the fact that Republicans have been talking about their hostility to democracy. There is a powerful piece by Robert Draper in the New York Times Magazine about the campaigns ongoing in Arizona, where a lot of those Trump-endorsed candidates who swept the primaries in Arizona and now dominate the party, candidates for governor, for U.S. Senator Blake Masters, for Attorney General, and Mark Fincher, the candidate for Secretary of State. They're all basically not just Trump-endorsed, but very, very loyal Trumpists. And they all, according to the New York Times, dislike the term democracy. And in fact, in a lot of their speeches, they will say, we are not a democracy, we are a republic. And really, the way that people have used those terms in American history, it's really six of one, half dozen of another. People do not imply that it is simply a majority of rule with no rights protecting a minority if you say democracy. But by saying and expressing hostility to democracy, I think that that's a dangerous policy for Republicans, and it's dangerous for the country. The NBC News poll found, again, 57% of respondents agreed that investigations into potential wrongdoing by Trump should carry on, including 21% of Republicans, which is more than I would have expected. 61% of independents and 92% of Democrats, coming to a very substantial majority. Half of those polled showed that they believed that Trump was solely or mainly responsible for the January 2021 riots on Capitol Hill, a 5 percentage point gain since a similar poll in May before the House January 6th Select Committee began. We will be back with that and more on the Michael Medved Show coming up. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, talking about a surprising development in a number of issues in a new poll and in some new commentary that appeared on Fox News, where generally, of course, there's been very, very strong support for President Trump, but they actually have put on, I thought, a very substantive and challenging editorial that did not take a pro-Trump, a pro-stolen election point of view. We will get to that in a moment. There's also that NBC poll, and the actual question that was asked in that poll was, do you think investigations into alleged wrongdoing by former President Donald Trump should, and you only have two alternatives, should continue because he needs to be held accountable, or not continue because they are politically motivated and divide the nation? Now, I would have thought there would be something close to an even divide with that, but there isn't. 40% said they should not continue because they're politically motivated and divide the nation. And there are 57% who say they should continue because he needs to be held accountable. And the fact that this came along with a time when people are speculating more than before that Trump will actually not run. There's, of course, a great deal of speculation. I believe that speculation is true. I don't think Biden is going to run. And I think that the American people have a great appetite for some new candidates, both on the Republican side and very much on the Democratic side. But they also put forward an op-ed on Fox News yesterday arguing that the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago was in fact justified. The op-ed was by Bradley P. Moss, who's a prominent national security attorney, and he noted that since the raid, the political world has been aflame with hyperbole, accusations, innuendo, and hysteria. Many commentators on the right have echoed former President Donald Trump's heated rhetoric on the topic and called the raid a personal attack on their basic rights. Moss took those types of criticisms head on, and he wrote, "And the former president and his allies, as is their custom, have sought to flood the zone with political justifications and haphazard legal explanations to deflect from his conduct. The truth needs to be set forth plainly and simply." I wrote this opinion, author Bradley P. Moss, on Fox News. "The truth needs to be set forth plainly and simply," he said, "and so let's get down to brass tacks here. What happened on August 8th, 2022, was not tyranny. It was not political persecution. It was not a minor dust-up over bureaucratic processes blown out of proportion. It was the criminal justice system operating just like it does with any other private citizen on any other given day, ending in a Y." Which I think is basically saying any other given day. Moss went on to argue that after June on January 20th, 2021, Trump was a private citizen and therefore subject to the same laws as every other American. He added that while citizen Trump now has the same duty as every other citizen to follow the laws of the land, Trump also had a particular legal obligation as the former president to properly turn over presidential records to the National Archives and Records Administration that is mandated by the Presidential Record Act, because these records are the property of the United States. They are not Trump's personal property. And there's a question about that. There are two Trump-supporting attorneys, Casey and Rivlin, who wrote in the Wall Street Journal today. And they wrote in the Wall Street Journal that they believe that this question about who actually owns these papers is more of an open question. But the truth is that it's been fairly well established, and the Trump team agreed with it. If you read this history, there's a new article by a bunch of reporters over at the Times, and it says, in total, the government so far has recovered more than 300 documents with classified markings from Donald Trump since he left office. That first batch of documents returned in January. Another set provided by Mr. Trump's aides to the Justice Department in June, and the material seized by the FBI in the search this month. The previously unreported volume of the sensitive material found in the former president's possession in January helps explain why the Justice Department moved so urgently to hunt down any further classified materials he might have. And the extent to which such a large number of highly sensitive documents remained at Mar-a-Lago for months, even as the department sought the return of all the material that should have been left to government custody when Mr. Trump left office, that suggested to officials that the former president or his aides had been cavalier in handling it, not fully forthcoming with investigators or both. The 15 boxes that Mr. Trump turned over to the archives in January, nearly a year after he left office, included documents from the CIA, the National Security Agency, and the FBI, spanning a variety of topics of national security interest, a person briefed on the matter said. What all of this goes to, it seems to me, is in this context, isn't it increasingly tough for people to make the case that this is some kind of outrage, that it is, in fact, the kind of political persecution that Trump has claimed? And it has caused a number of people, I think, the increasing context of this whole question of the Mar-a-Lago search, what is called the Mar-a-Lago raid. What this has come to do is to put this all in a deeper context where it's really a question of why wouldn't Trump cooperate earlier on? And it's not why did the Department of Justice wait so long to actually schedule to seek this warrant and to get the search warrant, because they were working with the Trump team. But what they became to believe is that when the Trump team said, no, we've given you all the classified documents we have, they apparently knew that was not the truth, and that was what provoked Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray with the FBI to go forward with seeking that legal search warrant. We will get to the question about whether all of this makes it more likely that Trump will run and win for the Republican nomination, or much less likely, raising new doubts about his viability as a candidate for re-election, is it? Or for another term in office. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776 on the Medved Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping the federal government will provide assistance to flooded out North Texas. The governor telling reporters he had a talk with the FEMA administrator who expressed worry about low-income homeowners being affected by the flooding. The governor adding it's been a long time since the state has seen so much rain in a 24-hour period.
What happened yesterday is the second worst rainstorm and flooding in Dallas since 1932, and the second worst on record.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government adding new single-family home sales fell by 12% to an annual rate of 512,000 units. The average sales price of a new home in July also jumped to nearly $547,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. Today, of course, there are primaries in New York. There is a primary in Florida. The primary in Florida is notable mostly because it will determine which of two Democrats, both of whom are tremendous underdogs against a very popular Ron DeSantis. But the Florida primary on the Democratic side will determine who is going to take on Governor DeSantis. We will get to that and what that means. Nikki Fried, who had been running behind Charlie Crist, who was a prior governor, he had been governor before as a Republican and had been now recently has been serving in the U.S. Congress as a Democrat. And he's also run as an independent. He's actually lost with nominations from all three parties, but this time he's running as a Democrat for the Democratic nomination. I know people on the Democratic side, there are many who believe that Nikki Fried, who is the only statewide elected Democrat in the state of Florida, she's the Secretary of Agriculture, would actually be a more effective opponent, but nobody believes that that Florida, which has been trending GOP, is going to reject DeSantis. The New York Times' Maggie Haberman was actually on a panel discussion about DeSantis, who, according to the power rankings at the Washington Post, they believe that DeSantis is now the most likely Republican nominee for 2024, not Donald Trump. And Haberman appeared on Inside Politics for a panel discussion about DeSantis and his national tour, which is supposed to be rallying support for Trumpian political candidates. The basic argument here is people who favor DeSantis say, look, you can get the Trump programs that most Republicans like, And you can get the Trump agenda items without Trump's baggage and without a dozen potential indictments for various charges and some fairly serious problems here, where you're looking at mandatory prison terms for some of these alleged offenses. No pending indictments against Ron DeSantis. This is Maggie Haberman of the New York Times looking ahead to 2024. Clip 15.
He definitely has a lane. The question is whether he's sharing it with Donald Trump and whether he wants to actually be in a, you know, a cage match with Donald Trump. And I'm not convinced that he does. Look, we don't know whether Donald Trump is actually running. We know that everybody says around him says he's running. It is advantageous to Donald Trump to talk about running at a time when prosecutors are looking at him. So I think you have to just put that aside. But let's say in a world that he does run, they would be sharing that lane. And depending on which DeSantis advisor you talk to, you hear that's okay, he's going to do his own thing, or he's not really sure he wants to, you know, or at least his advisors are not sure that he wants to go ahead and, you know, do what Ted Cruz did in 2016.
Okay, what she means by do what Ted Cruz did, what Ted Cruz was trying to do was saying, look, Trump and I are populist Republicans. Basically, we have the same platform, we have the same agenda, we have the same values. It's just Trump is a little bit more outrageous and polarizing. And actually, what that meant was that people in the early primaries found that a little bit more not just outrageous and polarizing, but exciting and energizing. And that's why, remember, Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses. And but then went on after that to seem to be a less interesting version of Trump. And then until toward the end of their competition, it got very nasty between the two of them. Remember with Trump posting basically photos of Ted Cruz's wife and then talking about how Ted Cruz's father was secretly responsible for the JFK assassination. No, remember, that was a thing. So basically what has to happen here for DeSantis is that right now he's dodging all questions about 2024 because he's running for governor. And there's a new ad, very clever ad, and the kind of ad you'd expect from somebody who's thinking about the presidency. And the most successful movie, certainly for conservatives, but really for everybody over the last several months, has been the Top Gun remake, Maverick, and that featuring Tom Cruise. They now have a new ad entitled TopGov, get it? Gov, G-O-V, showing Ron DeSantis in the role of Maverick, complete with a bomber jacket and aviator sunglasses. No, he doesn't resemble Tom Cruise particularly strongly, but it's a clever ad. Clip two, listen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
Yeah. If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
And the new ad for Ron DeSantis as governor called TopGov. Now, what does the ad go to? One of the most common justifications that people have to want Trump to come back and to run again, despite so many problems and so many questions, and questions about the 4 years he spent as president, and questions about the way he's handled himself after his presidency, and questions, yes, about classified papers and more problems with the FBI and the Justice Department. The thing is that people turn around and you ask something about Trump and they say, well, Trump fights. And people use that line that supposedly, and it's probably an apocryphal story, but it's a good story anyway. Story about Abraham Lincoln, who was questioned about Ulysses S. Grant, who was winning on the Western theater. He helped to capture Vicksburg and things like that in the Civil War. And people are saying, but yes, this Grant is a drunkard. He wasn't at the time, but he did have a problem with alcohol earlier in his career. And Lincoln said, according to one legend, that, well, we should order whatever kind of whiskey he is drinking for the rest of our generals. And he also said, I cannot spare this man. He fights. That's what people say about Trump. You cannot spare him because he fights. And the idea that Ron DeSantis is trying to sell himself on the same basis, not talking about what he's achieved as governor, just talking about the fact that he's feisty and he is a forceful presence, particularly in dealing with the press. But is that going to actually make him the nominee? More on the new power rankings and some surprises involving them, and also what DeSantis's most likely opponent says about why Floridians should vote him out in November. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVet History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, Nikki Fried is one of those Democrats who is trying for the more edgy kind of campaign. Not that we're going to bring us all together. Remember, Joe Biden got elected as somebody who was going to heal the wounded soul of America and recapture America's soul by bringing people together and not offending people too much. There's a whole other group of Democrats, of course, who are much more smash mouth and confrontational. And Nikki Fried seems to identify with them. She's the Secretary of Agriculture in Florida. And here is a an ad that she has used to slam Ron DeSantis, clip 9.
We're going to talk about democracy and freedom, because as our governor continues to talk about freedom, he's taking away a woman's right to choose. He's taking away freedom of speech. He's taking away our opportunities to teach in our classrooms. That is not freedom. That's oppression. And I know that we are going to see in November, we're going to see the tyranny and the tyrant of Ron DeSantis.
Okay, the tyrant, Ron DeSantis, I'm not sure that this is going to hit any particular target with any kind of effectiveness at all. And this is the difficulty here, is that Ron DeSantis, as governor of Florida, most of the controversy that he has stirred up, except perhaps on the abortion issue, and even there, and the reason I say even there is Florida passed a law with DeSantis support for restricting abortion, but it was after 15 weeks of pregnancy. In other words, their law in Florida is very similar to the Mississippi law that was the basis for the Supreme Court supporting that law, specifically in the Dobbs case, which allowed abortion up till 15 weeks of pregnancy. And the reason this is so significant is because the statistics show that of all the abortions performed in the United States, all across the country, 95% are performed during that first 15 weeks. And it is not particularly controversial to perform abortions in the first 15 weeks. A majority of Americans think that should be allowed. But then starting with the next trimester, and then particularly with the final trimester, overwhelmingly people do support the idea of restricting abortion. So even the idea that Ron DeSantis is vulnerable because he has basically limited abortion to the first 15 weeks, that's not shown in the polling, and nor is it shown in any polling that is showing a close race or a problematic race for Ron DeSantis. Right now, the United States is getting ready to send another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine to mark the 6 months of war. And again, it can't be said enough. No one would have predicted that the war would have lasted more than 6 months without a decisive Russian victory of some kind, which has not happened. And the correlation of the new money to Ukraine is to coordinate it with Ukrainian Independence Day, when Ukraine became an independent sovereign nation, different from the old Soviet Union and separate from Russia. This is the comments of National Security Spokesman Ned Price on Ukrainian Independence Day coming up tomorrow. This is clip three.
We are going to mark together with our Ukrainian partners Ukrainian Independence Day on Wednesday. Not only will this be Ukrainian Independence Day, what should be a time for joy and celebration on the part of Ukrainians in Ukraine, but also around the world. But of course, it's taking place in the context of what has been Moscow's brutal aggression. And Wednesday, probably coincidentally, will also mark 6 months of this brutal aggression. There is no question in our minds that Russia will continue its brutal assaults on the Ukrainian state, on the Ukrainian people, on Ukraine's independence, its democracy, its territorial integrity as well. There's also no question that we will continue to stand with our Ukrainian partners.
And that continues to be a popular position. There's a new poll that was conducted by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. And what they found is that there's amazingly strong, almost united support in this country for continued aid to the Ukraine and in opposition to Russia. Majorities continue to support U.S. economic and diplomatic sanctions against Russia. That's 80% support that. Accepting Ukrainian refugees into the United States, 76% support that. Providing additional arms and military supplies to the Ukrainian government, 72% support that. And giving economic assistance to the Ukraine, that's a level of 71%. By a 6-to-4 ratio, Americans say the United States should support Ukraine for as long as it takes, even if American households will have to pay higher gas and food prices in consequence. It's an amazing result. However, there are significant partisan differences. Nearly two-thirds think the invasion sets a precedent that other countries can launch wars for territorial gain. An even larger majority believes the Russian invasion will encourage China to invade Taiwan. In other words, there is a strong feeling that the reason the support remains so overwhelming is how dangerous the Russian attack was and how dangerous it is for any concept of world order or decency. There's also a comment from Ned Price on reports that Dennis Rodman is on his way to Russia. I guess it's taken him a while to get there to try to solve the Brittany Griner crisis? Listen, this is 3.5.
Well, we have seen through the media, and really only through the media, that Dennis Rodman has said he does intend to travel to Russia. I want to be clear, he would not be traveling on behalf of the U.S. government. I've just reiterated what we've said now for the past several weeks. We put forward a substantial proposal to Russia to seek the freedom of Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. We believe that anything other than negotiating further through the established channel is likely to complicate and hinder those release efforts. We've also provided very clear guidance to American citizens owing to a number of threats, not the least of which is the threat of wrongful detention, that Americans should not travel to Russia. That has been our message to private Americans across the board.
And probably a message that I would think that most thoughtful Americans would take very seriously. Russia is a dangerous place right now and seems to be increasingly hostile. We spoke yesterday about the propaganda they get suggesting that Russia is constantly the subject of evil Western conspiracies led by the United States that are attempting to destroy Russia. And it's the only basis in which they can continue to justify the tremendous losses faced by Russia with this war. Do you know when the last time they actually gave an official report of casualties, Russian casualties? It was back in May, and it was after a couple of weeks of war, and they reported on over 1,000 casualties. That was a very big underestimate then. And today, you have serious analysis that suggests they've lost up to 75,000 and perhaps more troops in the ongoing bloodshed. Political bloodshed and part of something new being born. Matthew Continetti has written a tremendous book that is a whole history of American conservatism. Has it changed permanently because of the Trump revolution? And what does that change mean for the chances of victory? That and more coming up with Matthew Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.